And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 24th of October, 2015. The first comic strip in a newspaper appeared on this day in 1897. It was a character who came to be known as the Yellow Kid, a street urchin, Irish, big ears, buck-toothed, bald head, wearing a bright yellow nightshirt. It was published in the New York World of Joseph Pulitzer, and it became such a hit and such a merchandising jackpot that William Randolph Hearst stole it away, offered the cartoonist Richard Outcault an enormous amount of money. It's the birthday of the writer Sarah Josepha Hale, Newport, New Hampshire, 1788, who campaigned for a national holiday called Thanksgiving, wrote letters to one president after another, until finally, in 1863, Abraham Lincoln listened to her. She was also the author of the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb. 1938, on this date, the Fair Labor Standards Act went into effect, which established the 40-hour work week and a minimum wage, which at the time was 25 cents per hour. It's the birthday of Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, born in Delft in the Netherlands, 1632, who perfected the microscope. Though he was not a scientist, he was a haberdasher, but his hobby was grinding glass lenses. And with the microscope that he made, he became the first person to see bacteria and protozoa and to figure out how they reproduced and also to see red blood cells. And it's the birthday of the playwright Moss Hart, New York City, 1904, author of many plays, including You Can't Take It With You, a play about the strange Sycamore family, with her home full of snakes and ballet dancing and Russian royalty and fireworks, still one of the most popular plays produced. And it's the birthday of the poet Denise Levertov, born in Ilford, England, 1923. Emigrated to America in the late 40s, Denise Levertov, who said, "In certain ways, writing is a form of prayer." Here's a poem for today by Joseph Stroud entitled First Kiss. Was with Sonia in the closet a summer morning, her parents off to work, and the neighbor kids were playing spin the bottle, which Sonia did, and it stopped dead at me. So they pushed us into a closet, and there we were in the dark, muffled among the hanging clothes, nervous, excited. We didn't know how to kiss, so we just grazed our lips and clutched each other before opening the door to our friends crowding around as Sonia and I looked down from our new height as if we had glimpsed some secret back there in the dark among her mother's dresses, her father's stiff trousers, something unspeakable in the bodiless clothes, the empty sleeves and pant legs dangling and brushing against us, ushering us closer together in the perfume smell of her mother, the cigarette odor and English leather of her father, as Sonia and I grasped and swayed, our eyes shut tight as our mouths in that first blind, groping kiss among the ghostly limbs clutching and shuddering around us. Poem by Joseph Stroud, First Kiss, from Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to Poetry Magazine Podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf Podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.